Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began last week on 100-fold discipleship. Now, as I minister, there are many of God's people that are in varying places spiritually. Some are just brand new in the faith, and others have served God for decades, mature saints of God. So I do want to share scripture and share understanding so that even those who aren't familiar with spiritual principles will understand what is being shared from the Word of God. And so I'd like to just read a very familiar parable to those of you who have walked with the Lord, found in Matthew, the 13th chapter. And it says there that there was a great multitude gathered together unto Jesus. He was sitting by the seaside, and he gave the parable of the sower. This is where this term 100-fold discipleship comes from. And he says, "Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up." Before I continue, let me just say, Jesus does explain the parable, the sower and the seed is the Word of God. So, in the first case, some seeds fell by the wayside, and they never had a chance to spring up because of the fowls, the devil came by and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. When the sun was up, see, they didn't have a good root system, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Now, some fell among thorns. That's another group. And the thorns sprang up and choked them, and so they didn't really bring forth fruit because weeds are pretty aggressive. If any of them have had a garden or a lawn, they have a way of just taking over. So that was the third group. But then there's a fourth group. Verse 8, Jesus said, "But some of the other seed fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." So what does that mean? If the seed is the Word of God, and it is, then the harvest or the production of those who receive the Word with a good heart, on good ground, depending on their obedience to the Word of God, they will bring forth an increase depending on their ability, their willingness to follow what the Word of God says. Everything hinges on the Word of God. Psalm says of Jesus, "I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law, that word is within my heart." And so we have all an opportunity. And carnal Christians, does it mean, you know, yes, they're saved, but we receive our rewards, not that we're looking to receive rewards, although whatever it takes, you just, you know, our reward is Jesus, being able to be with Him and to hear His words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." You see, we all have different giftings. We all have different abilities. We all have different intellectual levels, if you will, different backgrounds, different expertise. God has given those to us, and with His grace, those giftings can be developed. As I you know, for those who know my personal testimony, I never thought, I had no aspirations in ministry beyond cleaning the church. I'm German. I knew I could do a good job in that. That's it. Never went further. But God knows. So we just obey Him step by step in our daily lives. And if your heart's desire is to be a hundredfold disciple of the Lord Jesus, that was my heart's cry. I wanted to please Him. And, you know, I was just thinking of something. I was very, very young in the Lord. And I told the Lord, I'm a worshiper. You know, I can't sing, can't dance. But I just expressed myself because I love Him. That's what I do. And I told the Lord, I was so young in the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to praise You better than anybody else. I just want to do that. I wanted to excel in that. And then there was this quiet and pause, and then I felt convicted, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to deprive You of joy. I want all of Your people to be able to do that. You see what I mean? My heart was to love Him, to give to Him, to see Him have joy. Oh, saints of God, don't you think the heart of God has been grieved when He has seen the evil and the violence and the wickedness upon the earth? It was so great at one point, it grieved His heart that He had made mankind. And that's when the great flood occurred and only 8 people, Noah and his family, were spared. And so it will be in the end time. God is so, He's long-suffering, He's merciful, He's so generous, and He does not violate the human will. He allows us to make the choice. There's no coercion. He deals with us. And those, you know, I remember once I preached a message, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, based on what the Lord said to Saul, when he was knocked off his horse and blinded on the way to Damascus to persecute the Christians. He said, Saul, Saul, it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. What was he saying? Well, that prick is like a goad to move an animal on. If they're a little stubborn and not wanting to, that goad will get them going. And so obviously he was at Stephen's martyrdom. The Lord was trying to get through to him, but he was a very gifted, intellectual, self-righteous of a Pharisee of the highest order, of the, you know, perfect lineage. He had studied under Gamaliel, and it took that being blinded for him to finally understand God was getting through to him. Lord, Lord, who art thou? I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. Notice what Jesus said. He persecuted the church. You were touching the Lord. We're members of His body. And so he began one of the most wonderful ministries, and most of the New Testament is in existence because of this wonderful man of God. And so, beloved, God does not violate our human will, and He is most merciful. And so my heart's desire, as I've shared with the partners that write in, I am so praying for family, for loved ones. It is such a grievous thing to see children who may have known the Lord walk away, having, you know, been raised in church, and then turn away and get drawn into the world. But God is faithful, just like the prodigal son. He will bring them back. Just like the prodigal son, he was in the pig pen. It says he came to himself. First of all, he had common sense revelation. It's like, wait a minute, look where I am. Look at the choices I've made, where it's taken me. Even my father's servants are better off than I am. He began to understand in the natural. Maybe he hadn't been, the choices he made weren't so good. And then he had spiritual understanding. When he came to his father, he said, Father, I have sinned against heaven, sinned against God, and against thee. That was a terribly disrespectful thing in that time and in that culture, to demand your inheritance. The father didn't withhold it from him. He let him go. You see, that's what the Heavenly Father does to us. He did in my own life. Okay, you want freedom? Just go out there in the world. And I finally began to see there was no satisfaction there. I said, I'd never be in a church again. But God drew me tenderly and gently. He deals with each one differently. He knows our makeup. He knows our personality. He knows our life experiences. So that's, you know, regardless of where your children may be right now, God's hand is on them. He's heard your prayers. He's heard for our partners. He's heard our agreeing prayers, and God will do the work. And so, well, I haven't even gone on with the message. I'm just sharing my heart. But God is a loving, merciful God. And how we respond to the Word of God will determine if we're a 30 or 60-fold or a 100-fold Christian. You know what? If our works are destroyed by fire, if they're wood, hay, and stubble, but if they're precious stones, gold, and silver, then they will stand. And that's the basis of our rewards. But the important thing is, even if those our works are burned up, thank God at least we're with the Lord. But our desire, you see, that's the nature of real love. You just want to do everything you can. Remember back when you fell in love? Oh, you couldn't do enough for the person you love. And so that's what the Lord is after. And so a hundredfold discipleship is a hundredfold commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not church membership. It's not a half-hearted effort to serve the Lord. It is one's wholehearted willingness and desire to be Christ-like and thus do the will of the Father. That's how we become a hundredfold disciples. Are we perfect? Do we fail? Yes, many times. Over and over. And sometimes those besetting sins, it can just so grieve us. It's like, Father, it's me again. And we feel so badly. But God's grace will enable us to have victory if we keep holding on to His hand. And many of you may be struggling with that. I know many of partners, sometimes for years, they've been struggling with issues. And it's such a joy to hear that God's given me victory. God's giving me victory. That's His desire. You can't do it in your own strength, beloved. So if you have issues that, you know, that besetting sin, that sin of unbelief, those things that just trip you up all the time, beloved, all of us are in the same place. Paul called himself the chiefest of sinners. And while I don't think we need to have a match to see who's going to get that title, the Lord knows our heart. And let's focus on the things that are good, pure, lovely, of a good report. That's God's heart for us. And let us move on into the things that God has for our lives, for His destiny, for His glory, and for the building of the church. I love you. I invite you to write if you're struggling. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I invite you to share your mailing address so I can get back to you personally. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.